Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Hey, it's on. Look, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
It is so on.
Pull up a chair, grab a cold one, smoke them if you got them. It's time for the Fan Happy Hour.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
Hey, 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 happy Thursday, all you beautiful radio listeners. Are we early? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure we are. Why?
Some technical thing.
I couldn't tell you what's going on.
Didn't want to come back for their final segment. I don't know.
Whatever. Well, I hope all you beautiful radio listeners are having a wonderful start to your kickoff afternoon to the NFL weekend. Mr. Rust, how are you doing other than the befuddlement that has recently ensued behind the glass
I'm doing good.
Your side of things?
Doing good. Doing good.
I am glad to hear it. We've got a 2-1 lead for the 6-seed Tigers over the 3-seed Guardians right now. You just got your second out in the bottom of the 6th inning for the Guardians. So obviously a lot of baseball going on today. I'm trying to figure out if we've ever seen a better wild card round than this. I mean, I know that the whole setup is new. I'm trying to figure out if it's just knowing that the Mariners are waiting.
Right.
On the other side of it. But yeah, man, these games have been great. All the games yesterday were really good. You get three game threes today. So the Guardians Tigers underway right now. You're going to get bonus Padres and Cubs. And then you get game three Yankees Red Sox. And the, I want to make sure I get this right, the youngest postseason pitcher in Fenway since Babe Ruth in 1916. So a little bit of time. Anytime you get to go back to Babe Ruth, it is the Wayback Machine that is always a ton of fun. We've lost Jeff Russ momentarily. He's being cornered by both IT and programming managers. So
yes, just we'll describing out what was going on in the last few minutes.
What's going on? We go on early and everybody goes rushing in. Why am I hearing Luke's voice right now?
Well, that or it could have been like the 40 seconds of dead air.
Well, that could be it.
That's
listen, I'm speculating. I'm looking through. I just see arms waving and mouths moving and people looking over your shoulder. You looking
the
over
mouth.
Theirs. Yeah, there are things going on. Is the YouTube feed up?
The YouTube feed is up.
Well, they just got guest star Dan O'Brien.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So there you go. Right. There you have it. So I don't know about you, Rust. Are you feeling the same energy about this Major League Baseball playoff, at least the start of it, as much as I am?
I think you're right. It is fun because, you know, maybe the extra added element of the Mariners being there and waiting. Yeah. But yeah, this is.
Or maybe it's just a fan being on FM.
Right? There we go, too. But oh, no, I'll admit, I've watched more baseball just these last few games, these last few days, than the entire season combined.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's. There you go. So that's certainly one thing. I mean, that's what you want is if you're going to build fans, this is how you do it, is games that matter. I mean, I remember as a kid, my earliest sports viewing memories are not just the Super Bowl, but do you remember ESPN used to run pre-Super Bowl, they would run half-hour episodes of every Super Bowl that had ever been played.
Okay, yeah.
Now, as a youth, there's like 22 of them or, you know, whatever, accumulating each year. Now there's, you know, you got to watch 59 Super Bowls. You can actually find them on YouTube. They're condensed down to about 5 minutes, which is pretty great.
Nice.
But me and my brothers would sit around. We'd watch all of the Green Bay Packers and Miami Dolphins and Steelers of the 70s and watch the Bills lose and lose and lose and the Vikings lose and lose and Joe Montana and all of the football history kind of built up into it. And you know what I'm starting to kind of feel with this? I don't know if you remember the interview we had a couple weeks ago when Jeff Tate was in here talking about watching the old 1988 Kirk Gibson home run putting the game on
to
fall asleep. I'm kind of getting the feeling some evenings where we're going to be without baseball very soon. Mm-hmm. And I kind of had the idea of maybe I'll start throwing on some classic games. This postseason is going to and has the potential to add a lot of new baseball fans, not just here in the Pacific Northwest, but if you get these great series and these great matchups and personalities, it feels to me like there is maybe more personalities in the game than there have been in a long time. Cal Raleigh, an American-made star. You've got Tarek Skubal for the Tigers. You've got Aaron Judge. You've got Shohei Ohtani, who is an international superstar. My wife has family that are Japanese, live in Hawaii. They're all setting up to go to a Dodgers game next year. I don't think they've ever asked me anything about baseball until last year's World Series. And we're all sitting around and they're like, all right, is Ohtani up? And the room would flood full of people and wanted to see every at bat. So I think maybe for the first time in my adult life since the steroid era, it feels like maybe we're marketing baseball properly.
Perhaps.
Kind of starting to get that sense.
Yeah.
At least a little bit. I mean, the expanded playoffs definitely helps. It's only been, like I said, it's only been a couple years. Having the last 2.5, 3 weeks of the season, are the Mets going to make it in? Are the Astros going to stay in? And when the answer is no, I think that's good for everybody, except for those very specific fan bases. But just, it's been a ton of fun to watch.
Yeah. And like I said yesterday, too, I think the best of three in this wild card round beats the heck out of the, you know, the one game playoff.
Well, yeah. Well, and I think we've learned this from the NFL. It's funny. I had this argument, not an argument.
It's like, who'd have guessed it? More postseason baseball is better.
Yeah, but I think there's a limit. I don't think the idea of expanding to 96 teams is all that appealing for the NCAA tournament.
No.
Adding the in-season tournament and the play-in tournament, I don't think has done a whole ton for the NBA.
Yeah.
But there was a conversation that I had with an Australian-born football fan who really wanted to love the NFL, but it's not in your face everywhere, you know, a world away,
right?
Down under. And so when he was saying his biggest frustration, he said, when I'm in the States, I almost always put on a football game, but it's not that often that I'm up there. And he goes, you wait, if you miss a couple seasons of the NFL, a dozen rules have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wait, what's is that a catch? Is it not a catch? What's going on with the kickoff? All of these things. And so he said what he loved about soccer, football, is that in 100 years they changed two rules.
Right.
The NFL dominates. They're playing a game in Europe for back-to-back weeks. They're playing, what, 6 international games this year?
Like that.
They've committed to another, you know, 3 games in the next 5 years in Brazil.
I think they'll be in Mexico next year.
Yep.
So and I believe I saw in Asia the following year.
So very much growing into international markets. But they took the approach of going, let's dominate our backyard, and then we will expand. And it seems to be working just fine for just about everybody. So if you're going to follow what Major League if you're Major League Baseball and you're going to follow what the NFL did to be successful here, which was we're going to make tweaks every year to make it as entertaining as we possibly can. And I don't think I've heard one complaint about the ABS challenge system that's going to go into place next year, except I wish we had it right now for the playoffs.
Right.
I've heard that multiple times. And depending on which broadcast booth you're in, it is a different pitch that will conjure that complaint.
Yes.
But the complaint is we can't get there soon enough. There was a replay game one of the Guardians Tigers.
Yes, I think so.
And it was obvious on replay.
Yeah.
How did he miss that call? Because it's hard. Because you're trying to figure out the angle and getting the tag through a catcher's body as the guy tags the plate between the catcher's legs. It's difficult. It's a bang-bang play, and having the replay took seconds. It was
It was pretty quick.
Well, that's pretty obvious that that's not the way they did it. Yeah. Did you, have you watched, and I don't know why I was watching this. This is a dumb question. Have you watched any ACC football this year?
No.
I can't even remember what game it was. That's how good ACC football is.
Go Cal.
But when they went to the review booth, they threw it live with audio to the ACC command center.
Right. And
Okay, so you have seen this.
Well, yes. Yeah, going like actually live to see their review process in the offices.
And hearing the audio and the conversation between the reps. I am all in for that.
Absolutely.
I would much rather see that or the multi-screen shot so you're getting the replay views, catch, no catch, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And hearing the conversation that they're have is much better than having the announcer just sit there and go, well, I sure think that it's
expert, let's go over to Mike Pereira, who gets it wrong 80% of the time.
Let's go over to the guy that's also being gone over to by somebody else because he's sitting in a command center and he's getting a call from three different games at the same time. But I'm all in for the advancements that baseball has made. The changes they made to the playoff format, the changes they made with rules have all seemed to work. And here's the best part. If you really don't like some of the rules or they don't work, let's change them back.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't know. Maybe I've been adapted to the NFL and their incessant rule changing that now I'm like, whatever. Change until we get it right.
Yeah.
And feels like that's what baseball's doing. They've been really aggressive with it.
I still don't like the thing that still irks me about the NFL and their rule changes, though, is having to basically announce the onside kick. It's like,
I don't
it takes away half of the thing because it's supposed, you know, a lot of time you know they're going to do it, but some of the times there was a good surprise one, catch the other team off guard and holy crap, look at this momentum shift.
I don't disagree with that, but I will tell you what has kind of replaced it in my mind and it's benefited the Seahawks already this year.
Mm-hmm.
You see the knuckleballs these guys are kicking on Sundays?
Yeah,
that
because
landing
trying
zone is kind of cool. It's
because they don't want to give up the ball at the 35 now.
Well, of course not. Yeah. So having a, it's almost like the new onside kick, where if you can figure out how to throw a slider into the zone, if wait till the kickers have three pitches that they come out there and go, which one's he's going to do? Because you know at some point these guys are all, you know, failed European soccer players, like the old Adam Sandler song The Lonesome Kicker used to say. If these guys can go and play with the dynamics of that football where you're not trying to kick it as far as you can, but you're trying to hit a certain spot.
Right.
If you can figure out how to bend it like Beckham or put a screwball and a knuckleball and have all of those out there and you're kicking it right at the face mask of a guy and he doesn't know how it's going to be spinning, I can get behind that.
Absolutely.
Let's go. So baseball, keep doing what you're doing. Tigers, keep doing what you're doing with that 2-1 lead. I think I'm still in favor of taking on the Tigers over the Guardians.
Yeah, runners on the corners with nobody out.
Yeah, and listen, I'm kind of all in on it. But there is a point in the opening segment of every show that we need to tell some jokes. All right, in case you missed it, ESPN's Dan Orlovsky has criticized the Ravens for ignoring Derrick Henry on early downs, calling the trend unacceptable, which I could not agree with more. What's also unacceptable is when your running back fumbles the ball late in game. So the Ravens, you're either running him too much or not enough. The only real solution that I see is to get him off your roster and onto the Seahawks roster. Please, thank you. If you could do that, post-haste would be fantastic.
Holy catfish!
And then take that. That'd fix your running game. Do you know right now the Ravens are running the ball at the 32nd most frequency on first and second down?
Wait, how many teams are in the NFL?
There are 32.
Oh, okay.
So they are running the ball on first and second down less than any team. And when they do run the ball, 6 yards per carry.
Well, yeah, that's a great game plan in there, huh?
Might not be doing it right. In case you missed it, ESPN's MLB analyst Ben McDonald angered many people after claiming that he had a zero chance of watching the upcoming NHL opening night game on ESPN. If you don't know, ESPN has a 7-year, $2.8 billion media rights deal with the NHL. McDonald later apologized, saying his comments were related to him going off the grid for hunting season. He doesn't hate hockey. He hates animals.
But he likes a good roast venison.
No. Head coach Zach Taylor expressed unwavering confidence in QB Jake Browning to the chagrin of many Bengals fans. And the chagrin was warranted. The Bengals lost their last two games by a combined 76-13. Browning has 3 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and ranks 33rd out of 35 qualifying quarterbacks in ESPN's QBR since week 3. I'm not sure what it's going to take to shake Taylor's unwavering confidence, but if I were the head coach, I'd be one more bad throw away from wavering him goodbye. What? Wavering. What's the opposite of unwavering? Wavering?
Yeah, sure.
See? So,
yeah. Well, it's like discombobulated. If you're not discombobulated,
then you're combobulated.
Are you properly combobulated?
All right. In case you missed it, 4-time Pro Bowl cornerback Xavien Howard abruptly retired after 4 games with the Colts, citing family first, to which Fox analyst Tom Brady said, "That's loser talk." And Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers said, "Wait, what's a family?" No. I like that one.
Yeah.
How dare you? In case you missed it, the Padres relief pitcher Mason Miller threw a 3rd strike that reached 104.5 miles per hour, making it the fastest recorded pitch in postseason since StatCast began tracking in 2008. And the record-breaking throw just proved, once again, the best team in the postseason every single year is a collection of former Athletics players scattered across the remaining teams. That joke is specifically for my great friend and Odyssey employee, Jen Ellis, who's a huge Athletics fan,
yeah,
and literally puts out a roster of this is what our team would look like if we had any money, and it is all postseason-bound players.
Yeah.
It is one of my favorite things. So, and finally, in case you missed it, everyone in LA is applauding Luka Doncic's new weight following a major offseason body transformation. He is at 244 pounds, down from a peak weight reported in the high 260s last season. Good for you, Luka, but this is Hollywood, pal. You're never thin enough until you're too thin. By the All-Star break, fans will hate how you look again. You'll be addicted to lip filler, and you'll be scheduling an off-season butt lift. You cannot win in LA. Very true.
Very true.
That should be maybe the more you know. You're going to miss being fat and happy in Dallas. Just go ask AD. Yeah. See the pictures of Anthony Davis?
I have not, but no, Patrick and Danny were talking about.
Yeah, he's a beefcake.
He's gotten a little beefy. Little beefaroni.
I don't think that's a bad thing. Slow down, stay healthy.
Well, the thing is, though, you can't be beefy and also be that height, be 7'1" and be fat and say, I don't want to play center.
Well, maybe he wants to play center.
Get your fat ass down there and play center.
Maybe that's what he's going to do. I would, if you had him on the block, you've got a guy named Kyrie Irving and another guy named Cooper Flagg. Just go sit on the block and just catch lobs from those two nerds. Let's go. I'm all in for that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we need to move on to the Daily Buzz. We do it next. It is 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top headlines, trending topics, and trivial matters that got our attention. It's the Daily Buzz on the Fan Happy Hour.
The Buzz.
The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
That is correct. I'm your host, Luke Anderson. Jeff Rust right there. Greg, one of our listeners, will be joining us in a few minutes. We're going to do Take Your Pick. If you haven't gone on and done your Take Your Pick picks, you can do them along with us by going to at Fan Happy Hour on X. You can find it at all of the social pages for the Fan. Jake said he put all of those up. We're just trying to get more people than we got last week.
Yeah. So, and you just got to make your picks before kickoff of Thursday Night Football if you want all of them to count.
Did you make your picks last week?
Yes.
I don't think you made the sheet.
Oh, I didn't?
I don't think you actually finished it.
Oh.
So.
Oh, maybe I didn't hit submit.
That's right. So yeah. Shame on you. You also have to hit submit. Yes. It's a very complicated process. Yeah. At the bottom, you have to do that.
Sometimes I just need to get banged over the head with a tack hammer.
Don't worry. It happens.
The Buzz.
Mariners were having their inner squad scrimmage yesterday. They have another one today. $10 got you into T-Mobile Park. All of that going to the Mariner Cares charity. About 5,000 people showed up yesterday, and they got a treat. Ichiro was out there playing. They needed an extra outfielder. So Ichiro teamed up in the same outfield as someone who considers him quite the mentor, Julio Rodriguez. Ichiro caught a fly ball and looked over and did the no-fly zone signal to Julio. But I guess even before Rodriguez was up in the majors, he kind of started picking the brain of Ichiro and trying to figure out what he could do to be a pro. So those guys have a great relationship.
Pretty smart thing to do.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And Ichiro just played defense, didn't take any at-bats, saved all the at-bats for guys. They played 6 innings yesterday. They'll do the same thing again today. But pretty cool to have a Hall of Famer out there just kind of running around, being part of the organization. So he was one. In his speech, when he was having his number retired at T-Mobile, he said, seize the moment, guys. And so they have taken his on as not just a, you know, legend and all of that, an ambassador for the team, but he's like the key motivator behind this team because he knows that you only get so few opportunities. I believe he was AL Rookie of the Year, AL MVP. They won 116 games when he was a rookie.
Yeah.
And how many times did he make it back?
I'm going to go with zero.
Zero times to the playoffs in a Mariners uniform.
Yes.
So if there's anybody worth listening to, it is Ichiro. The Mariners pitching staff is hopefully going to get some good news. Brian Wu is set to throw a bullpen session today. Likely ruling him out for the first 3 games of the ALDS because of pectoral inflammation, but that means that he may be ready later in it. So I know everybody was very excited. Brian Wu had probably the best year of any Mariners pitcher. He was an all-star for the first time. You do have Logan Gilbert, who had the highest strikeout rate, but was a little more inconsistent. Luis Castillo was stonewalling opposing lineups at the end of the season, but Wu was your guy who was really consistent.
Yeah.
So you hope that he gets back as soon as possible, but this is also something you don't really want to rush him back.
Right.
So it probably will be your first 3 starters, some combination in some order, Gilbert, Castillo, and Kirby. Bryce Miller likely to go to the bullpen, and hopefully we'll see Wu either during this next series or the one following, but they're taking it easy, which, hey, it's what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
Yep. All right.
The Buzz.
Seahawks have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We kind of caught everybody up on this news throughout the week. The Mariners game for Sunday is set at 5:03 first pitch, so the Seahawks game will stay at 1:05. Mm-hmm. So if anybody happens to have tickets to both games or access to tickets to both games, some people, including your host here, might be doing a double header now on Sunday. Ooh, yeah. So after some conversations yesterday, is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we will see about doing that. Also, it's the Buccaneers and Seahawks both in throwback jerseys.
Yes.
Four players, three key defenders did not practice on Wednesday. Devin Witherspoon, Julian Love, Dexter Lawrence did not practice. So if you're looking at a defense that has been really good this year, something to keep an eye on as the week progresses.
Is this guy going to play on Sunday?
Geno Wilson.
I don't think we'll see Geno Wilson. I love that Geno Wilson is now in my head the opposite of what we've seen of Sam Darnold so far. Like, in my brain, that is exactly what I think of. No, but somebody that you may see in a Seahawks uniform.
Yeah.
I know there's probably some Duck fans listening, but if there's any Huskies fans listening, Miles Gaskin signed to the practice squad. That's UW's all-time leading career rusher with more than 5,000 yards and 57 rushing touchdowns in Seattle, is now part of the Seahawks. They don't call it a practice squad in Seattle. You know what they call it?
Mm.
They call it the Ready Squad.
Oh, barf.
What do you mean, barf?
Barf.
Don't barf. Don't barf what Mike McDonald does.
Barf.
The man is a saint.
It's like, well, I did the same kind of barf when I saw that. It's so forgettable that I've already forgotten what it is, but the Blazers, like, motto for this training camp.
Ooh, do they have a dumb motto? God, oh, now it? I need that.
Let's see here.
Let's go. I'll do the slow one.
Oh,
that's pretty good timing.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man.
Make him uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know what's uncomfortable? A torn hamstring. So far, so good, guys. You're nailing it. You want to play a fun new game?
Yeah.
The Buzz.
All right, we knew this was going to happen. We were all ready for it. Some celebrity was going to come out and get upset about Puerto Rican-born Bad Bunny doing the halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if you can guess who that celebrity was that said, no songs in English should not be allowed at one of America's highest rated television events of the year.
I mean, there's so many options.
I know.
From which one could choose.
Would you like me to help narrow it down?
Sure. I was going to first spit out like a Joe Rogan.
No, not Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm. This is an athlete.
Ooh.
So we have to take them serious.
Okay.
There's your first hint.
I think some heavy MAGA athletes.
Okay.
Boy, I am drawing a blank here.
I will give you another hint.
Okay.
And this one is going to be a very obvious hint when you hear it. Ooh. Former NASCAR driver.
Tony Elliott.
I don't even know if that's a NASCAR driver. I know Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart. Yes.
It's not Tony Stewart.
Geno Wilson.
It is not Geno Wilson. Danica Patrick, ladies and gentlemen. How about that?
Oh,
very
boy.
Mad at the NFL. How dare you?
My next guest was going to be Harrison Butker, but...
Oh, Harrison Butker. Oh, wow. That's a kicker, but yes. Yeah, that's like after
before
all
you said
of
the
those
NASCAR.
Quotes. Yeah, I mean, but are you shocked by this at all? I mean, it is one of those super dumb, super things that it's just... It's so idiotic that if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it.
Yeah.
And the NFL doesn't pick.
Go find something else to do for
the NFL even said they don't pick. They go, we leave it up to Jay-Z and his production company.
Yeah.
They have the honor, the privilege. They've paid us a bunch of money to produce the halftime show.
Yeah.
This is a promotional opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL does not pay the performer. The performers pay the NFL to get that stage. So every time somebody comes out and has to give us the big update on everything, it is just idiotic.
The Buzz.
A couple injury updates. One for tonight's game. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. No Brock Purdy, and it sounds like they will probably be without Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings as well. So not only do you not have a quarterback, you don't have receivers. And then you have Christian McCaffrey, who is still a little bit hampered by that calf. So you've still got George Kittle out and all of those things. But, man, it could be it could be getting close to the time where you look at these 49ers and just go, do you want to just like scrap the season or just put in your B squad or whatever?
Are we converting cornerbacks to wide receiver?
They might. And you know what? Hey, they're 3-1 right now, so you can't really criticize kind of what they're doing. They just had their first loss last week, but they are using a mash unit out there, so we'll see what happens. The other one is Jaden Daniels being medically cleared, so it sounds like you will be getting the last year's rookie of the year starting in place of Marcus Mariota, which means you will not have four Ducks quarterbacks starting in the same week, which I think I heard Sukse would have been a record.
It could be.
Who knows? Who knows? But that's kind of what you get. Let's walk over to the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk and see what we missed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello!
It's Thursday on the Fan Happy Hour. This is Take Your Pick, where you're invited to join the game.
Okie dokie.
Overthink, underthink, or don't think at all. Let's go.
Let's go.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, jump onto your computers. Open the link to the Google form that we've created so that you can pick along with Happy Hour. We've been doing this now going into week 5. If you win, you get to join the show. And right now we've got listener Greg joining us. Greg, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Greg, appreciate you listening to Happy Hour. Appreciate you playing the poll. Do you want to talk trash to any friends out there that you either beat or are too afraid to play against you?
No.
Okay. All right. Works for me. All right. Well, we're going to start. We'll work backwards. On Monday night, Mr. Rust and myself will have time to talk about it. So you get to be the star of the first pick'em and give us all the reasons why you think the Chiefs will beat the Jaguars.
Well, first off, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Oh, and nailed that.
Yes. And I think they have, I think their defense is coming around. I think the offense is improving every week. And I just think they're a better team.
All right.
They should win the game.
Well, that works for me. I think you're going to get a lot of people picking that. But the Jaguars are 3-1. But like I said, you'll have to listen to Monday's show to figure out why Mr. Rust thinks the Jaguars will win. You have all weekend to do research, Jeff.
Do I?
Yes, all weekend.
Except I already made my picks, and I picked the Chiefs.
What? Oh, did you? Shut up. You're ruining the game. You're going to give your hot analysis on Monday. Okay. It's called a tease.
Yeah, it, my hot analysis is still cuz Chiefs and cuz Jaguars.
The I believe the current win streak is 8 consecutive for the Chiefs over the Jaguars. So I guess if that helps. I will say this, though. Jaguars are leading the league in turnovers, forcing turnovers from the other team. They have a +9 differential.
Oh, their defense is fantastic.
Yeah, so.
We just got to get Trevor Lawrence straight.
There's something. All right, let's move on. We'll go to the Sunday night game. Patriots at Bills. I assume we're all taking the Bills, Greg, unless you can give me a better reason for the Patriots to have a chance in this game.
There's no reason they have a chance.
Amen Buffalo. To that. Tough one last week for the Chargers. They kind of got tripped up a little bit. The Commanders should have their quarterback back. Greg, do you believe in Herbert rebounding or the pieces coming back for Washington too powerful?
I'm going with Justin. I think they're going to win.
All right. Well, Herbert. Mr. Rust?
Yeah, I'm going with the Chargers here, too, but I'm not feeling great about it because part of the reason why they went down to the Giants last week was losing yet another offensive lineman. So,
yeah, they are absolutely beat up. I'm going to go with the Chargers. I always feel like that there's some adjustments that you can make and you kind of see those glaring deficiencies. Plus, it's playing against a quarterback that you've never seen before. Sometimes you can let your guard down. That was kind of the case with the Green Bay Packers against the Browns, where literally the coach came out and said, yeah, they all expected to go 3-0 and nobody really took it seriously. Mm-hmm. It can still happen in the NFL. I know it's professionals, but it does happen. All right, let's go. Bengals hosting the Lions. The Bengals have been awful. Awful with Jake Browning. Yes. Does anybody
for that part where he led them to a win.
Browning? Well, when he in his starts, I'm sorry, in his two starts.
Gotcha, okay.
He has been awful. But and who was that win against?
I hate you.
Okay. The Detroit Lions after week one have looked fantastic. Can I sell either of you guys on the Bengals?
Zero chance.
And no.
All right. Well, you know I'm taking the Seattle Seahawks over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But this has been two of the weirder special teams that we've seen. The Seahawks have been electric with a record-setting punt by Torrey Horton a couple weeks ago. How about this for the Buccaneers, though? They've got a 65-yard field goal, and they've had a field goal blocked in every single game that they've played so far this season. I'm sorry, the last 3 weeks, not every game.
Gotcha.
The last 3 weeks. You guys taking the Buccaneers in their Sherberts, or you're taking the Seahawks in their beautiful pewter helmets?
I think this is probably going to be a good game, but I'm going to have to go with the Seahawks at home.
All right.
I am taking the Seahawks despite the power of the creamsicles.
Power. You're not swayed by it. There are, as we go through this, I already kind of knew this, but there are a couple games that are not worth watching. One of them, Titans at the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Can I pay either of you guys enough to watch this?
No, I think even when it comes up on Red Zone, I'm going to change the channel.
Your TV will be allergic to it.
Yes.
Greg, what do you have on this game? Do you have insights that we need to hear?
Zero insights. I think the Cardinals do have a better defense, and they're at home, so I'm going to take the Cardinals.
All right. I will do the same thing. This game, a little bit of intrigue for me, but not a ton, only because the Eagles seem to want to play close games. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this is going to be defense versus defense versus defense. It is the Eagles hosting the Broncos.
As much as I don't like the Broncos, I think that defense travels well, and you know they might just start clamping down on the tush push this game, and so I'm going to take the Broncos in a close one.
All right, picking against the tush and against the push. Mr. Rust, what are you doing?
I'm going to go with the Eagles, and I think some of it is because if I remember correctly, I believe they're starting to now fake tush push. And
they
line
did
up for the tush push, and then you know it's sweep outside.
I told you weeks ago that it was coming, and everybody watch out for it. And I don't think it was that groundbreaking. Anyways,
right.
I just assumed they'd wait until they got to a pivotal moment.
Yes.
But hey,
I think the officials do need to do a better job of monitoring the line of scrimmage for both the Eagles and whoever the defending team
you
is.
You will not get an argument from me on that at all. I've got, is this true that the Dallas Cowboys tied a football game? How is that possible, George Pickens? I didn't know that you could do that. The 1-2-1 Cowboys travel to the New York Jets. Does Aaron Glenn get his first win as the head coach of the Jets against these Cowboys?
I don't think so. I'm going to go with the Cowboys just because of all the offense.
All right. Well, I'm going to take the Jets in this one because it's a lot more fun to root against the Cowboys than it is to root for the Cowboys. It will probably end up being another tie if we're lucky. But who knows? Mr. Russ, what say you?
I think if the Jets could get their first win against a team, the Dallas Cowboys fit that mold. But I don't feel good about this. I'm taking the Cowboys.
Speaking of winless teams, the 1-3 New York Giants go to the New Orleans Saints. Boy, some of these games. Let's do this one quick so we can get it off my screen.
Right.
I'm going to go with the Giants. That D-line's going to get after him.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think, look, I think Jackson's going to keep ripping darts out there. Give me the Giants.
Look at you. Any intrigue on the Raiders at Colts? The perfect season for the Colts is over, but they lost to a pretty good team last week in the Rams. So what say you, Raiders at Colts, gentlemen?
Colts.
Yeah, I'm still not quite sold, even though maybe I should be, but yeah, I'm going with the Colts.
All right, see how many bad games there are? Yeah, you have Dolphins at Panthers. Anybody?
Tyreek Hill, addition by subtraction, I'll go with the Dolphins.
Oh, look at you. I did like the Dolphins uniforms. I didn't realize they were dark blue until they started playing. I thought they were black.
Oh, I thought they were
black,
too.
When I saw all the pictures, but yeah, it's super dark blue, the deep water look, but they're not going to be wearing those. I'm going to take the Panthers.
I too am going with the Panthers because my line of reasoning, I think last week, was somebody has to win, but as the Packers and Cowboys showed us, nobody in fact does have to win.
That's very true. We did our little jokey jokes about it. You have no Lamar Jackson. You do have Derrick Henry. I know he's got a little bit of a fumble problem. Are you just going to see Derrick Henry against the Texans for the Ravens at home?
Yeah, I think that's all they're going to do. The Texans have not really been able to stop Derrick Henry since he's been in the league. So
yeah, well, that's my pick, Jeff.
I think much to one of your points that you made earlier in the show, if the Ravens can pull their collective heads out of their collective arses and give the ball to Derrick Henry on first or second down.
Well, I think without Lamar Jackson, you absolutely have to. And this is kind of getting into must-win territory for the Ravens. Their division is looking less and less good every week. I know the Steelers are still winning, but I don't believe in Aaron Rodgers in the long term. So right. I think if the Ravens can right the ship, especially without their quarterback, he comes back healthy, they still have a chance to win their division, get in the playoffs, and do all the things that they set out to do. All right, guys, it leaves us one more game, and I always think it's bittersweet when your best matchup is on Thursday night because Thursday night games are weird. The 49ers are playing a lot of backups, but Kyle Shanahan has had success with any number of backup quarterbacks from Nick Mullins to when Brock Purdy was a backup quarterback came in and played well. Sam Darnold looked good when he went out there. So you've got Mac Jones. He hasn't lit the world on fire, but they're still a competent football team. And the Rams have a guy named Puka Nacua. I'm sure that you've heard of him.
He's pretty good.
He has 42 receptions already.
Yeah.
In a month, he's got almost 500 yards, or does he have 500
yards?
He
has eclipsed 500.
He's over 500 yards in the first less than a quarter of the season. That dude, nobody knew who he was until he showed up as a rookie with the Rams, and now everybody knows who he is, and they still can't stop him.
Yeah.
Anybody picking the 49ers in this one? Greg, you get the first pick.
I'm going with the Rams. I think they're the better team right now.
I just wanted the Rams to finally look bad, but they never really do. Neither do the 49ers. It's a division matchup. It's not fun to pick. Mr. Rust.
I, too, am picking the Rams because immediately after the show, I'm heading to PDX to fly down to L.A. and suit up as quarterback for the 49ers.
Are you really? Congratulations. Yeah. So, that'll be fantastic.
So I'm picking the Rams.
That's not going to be a good look for it. Well, I hate to pick the Rams with you guys, but I'm allergic to picking the 49ers. It is a home game. The Rams have looked great so far and just too many injuries. So I hate to do it, but I will take the Rams as well. Greg, thank you for playing. Thank you for joining us. Hope you enjoyed it.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you,
absolutely. Well, win again, and we'll talk to you soon. If not, it was a pleasure. We will grab one more for the road. We do it next. It is Happy Hour on 105.1 and the Fan Sports Network.
Relax, hot shot.
Welcome back to the Fan Happy Hour. We're about to wrap things up.
Maybe you guys like what I have so far.
Wicked woman, cool creams and misters. You got a cool spell on me.
Let's grab one more for the road.
Come on, everybody. Everything's smooth.
Here's Luke Anderson.
Quick shout out. I love it when people text directly to my phone, but shout out to Derek. He said he listens every day and the show's great, but only because of you. So,
hey.
No.
I'm sure he didn't.
No, Derek and I go way back. Worked at the Marriott. He said he's been listening, loves the show. So, thank you for listening. Thanks for the shout. My phone got rid of all of my contacts.
Nice.
But if I get a text message from somebody, it'll regenerate, so now I get back in my phone.
Oh,
so
there we go.
Double,
so it's like,
double
so it's like
whammy.
A starfish.
It is, and we have to reconnect and grab some golf. anybody saying anything of interest on the text toy or the YouTube chats?
We have some This Day in History type stuff. This Day in History, in 1947, Yogi Berra hits the first pinch-hit home run in World Series history.
Are people doing that? Are you watching the pregame videos? We've been doing This Day in History on those, so yeah. I wonder if that's what's generating that.
Gotcha.
Because our This Day in History on the pregame, brought to you by Great Notion Brewing.
Yes.
Is one of my favorite moments in sports. So if you get a chance, go watch that video.
Maybe I shall.
I can't tell you here. They're two separate things.
Gotcha.
So go and check that out.
Also, happy birthday to the late Mahatma Gandhi, the late Steve Sable of NFL Films fame, and happy 74th birthday to Sting, the singer, not the wrestler.
Well, I made a mistake. I gave one shout out to somebody who texted my phone. Now I got another text. Now I have to say, hey, Sarah.
New phone, who dis?
No, my cousin Sarah with a Go M's. So now,
there
you have it.
And we got one more here. Also on this day in 1803, the cousin of the second president of the United States dies. So raise a glass of Sam Adams to Samuel Adams.
You know what? That's not a terrible idea. I haven't had Sam Adams in a long time. Long time.
From Boston.
Not loving that ad campaign, but I did meet Jim Cook, the founder of the Samuel Adams Brewery or the Boston Brewing Company, whatever it's called.
Gotcha.
Could not have been a nicer guy. Asked me, I just got back from an East Coast road trip. I apologized to him for not making it to the brewery tour because I'm told it's supposed to be great.
Uh-huh.
He goes, no problem. Don't worry about it. What was your favorite beer that you had on the East Coast? And so I told him what beer it was. He introduced me to the brewer of said beer, had no problem doing so, could not have been
That's pretty cool.
a nicer dude. Let's do... One for the road! Did you happen to watch last night's Dodgers-Reds game?
I didn't, no.
Okay, there was just a little blip. My wife and I were sitting there and kind of only half watching the game, and there was a little blip that popped up on the screen, and I wanted to make sure that I shared it with the listeners because I just thought it was super cool. So there was a moment that they referred back to in the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was game two. They referred back to game one. Teoscar Hernandez had two home runs. On his second home run, they showed the clip of this guy reaching up and making the catch over a handful of other fans. Mm-hmm. He's wearing the big straw sun hat and looks like he's just loving it. And the dude looked like it was the greatest moment of his life.
Uh-huh.
So on last night's broadcast, they put up his Instagram post. And this guy is named Jonas Gomez. And his Instagram handle is JonasGomez10. He said, fun fact about my catch last night, I'm not left-handed. He's wearing a glove on his right hand, but brought a lefty glove for this exact reason. I played baseball my entire life, but I have Erb's palsy in my left arm. It's partially paralyzed. I have to always... had to catch pop flies like Willie Mays basket catch. I asked a buddy that morning to borrow his lefty glove in case I was in the crowd for a home run bomb. I would need to high point the baseball.
Wow.
So that morning he woke up and he goes, hey, lefty, can I borrow your glove? I want to make sure that I reach over the people in front of me. And then what happens? He reaches over the fans in front of him, makes a catch. So, yeah, we're watching the game last night.
That's pretty kick-ass.
And, I quickly, found something to scribble the note down on so that I wouldn't forget to read that.
Right.
But it's one of those things where you forget that, because all the ball players get their stories told. They get their at-bat. You get these moments.
Yes.
But you forget that every fan has a story, too. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, you get to hear those stories, some good, some bad. The Bartman one is one of the... more troubling ones. He ended up getting
still in hiding.
An entire 30 for 30 about it, or I'm forgetting the kid's name in New York that was reaching over. I'm sure Yankees fans are Jeffrey Mayer, something
like
that.
Yeah, there we go. Yes.
There you go.
Nailed it.
But you get all these stories about the players, and sometimes we forget about the fans. So when a cool moment like this comes up, it's pretty awesome. And I just can't wait till, you know, I make it to the Mariners playoff game and I catch my own home run. And finally, I'll have a platform to tell my own story about all the arduous things I had to do to get there. Story about that. I had four beers before I caught that ball. Okay. Maybe my story will suck.
I had to drive up from Portland, man.
My story will be terrible.
War-torn Portland.
That's right. War-torn Portland. Did you... Real quick, I don't want to get political.
Yeah.
But one time ever when you can go, hey, look at FIFA doing the right thing,
right? Yeah, you know you stepped in it.
you know you're doing things wrong when international soccer goes, hey, listen. Yeah. You can't do that.
When FIFA goes, whoa.
So
That's not cool.
If you missed it, Trump threatened to take the World Cup games out of war-torn and dangerous cities like Seattle. Mm-hmm. And FIFA just went in and goes, no, shut up.
You don't have this power, dude.
Shut up. So listen, I'm not taking sides on anything, but it's just a hint that you're not doing the right thing when one of the most corrupt organizations in the history of sport tells you that no. That's we're not doing it. I mean, they were just in Qatar for their last World Cup.
Right.
Yeah. And they went, All right. All right. Well, hey, big thanks to Greg, who joined us as a listener. Thanks to the guy that made the catch at the Dodgers game. Thank you, Mr. Russ. And, of course, as always, thank you, Isaac Ropp. We're all done for now. Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.